The Stone Saloon sits close to the curb on busy Smith Avenue near St. Paul's High Bridge. Owner Tom Schroeder lives just a few blocks away. He spent years researching the limestone building's mysterious past. Something about it always stuck out.
It's the scale of the building. It's the location of the building. The odd facade, odd to our modern eye. It's the position of the building on the street. All of this stuff is unlike any other building in the neighborhood.
Schroeder has traced the building to the 1850s. It was built by a prominent German stonemason. Beer was big business in St. Paul, especially for the city's early German immigrants.
Within just a few years, we have over 14 lager beer saloons that I've pulled out of the 1860 census.
But for most of its life, the Stone Saloon building wasn't a saloon. It was a house. And it wasn't until 2008, when Schroeder bought it, that its saloon past was first revealed. During renovations, Schroeder discovered the outlines of a 19th century saloon. His dream to restore the building to its period glory and one day reopen it as an authentic lager saloon was born. Construction on the Stone Saloon project is already underway. Schroeder takes me to the second floor above the saloon.
So watch your step as we go up. So this would have been the original residential quarters.
That's where German immigrant and steamboat wood salesman Anthony Waldeman lived with his wife. According to Schroeder's research, Waldeman bought the building and ran it as a saloon from the late 1850s until 1864. The second floor windows look out onto downtown traffic below, but Schroeder has installed hand-blown glass to replicate the original 19th century view.
If it were ever possible to look through the eyes of a historic figure, you could do it here, staring out these windows.
Downstairs, Schroeder shows me the renovation plans. Expert craftsmen are using 19th century tools to restore the Stone Saloon to 1800s detail.
And then in the back lot, the construction of a brand new, what I call a brew shed. But that's where all the modern utilities, the restrooms, and a small 5-7 barrel brew system will be housed.
Back then, it would have been heated by wood stove and lit by candles or lamps burning whale oil. Customers, most of them German immigrants, would have gathered around a handful of tables to talk politics, sing songs, and play games. It was a family place. Over in Mendota Heights, beer historian and author Doug Hoverson says it was thanks to German immigrants like these that Minnesota beer acquired a national reputation.
St. Paul was the beer capital and really stayed that way. The big two were really Hams and Schmidt, and they were the ones that had spread the fame of Minnesota brewing, such as it was, throughout the country.
He says the Stone Saloon was part of a tight-knit community of German beer makers. They used caves on the Mississippi River bluffs for cooling and water for transportation. Over the years, hundreds of breweries produced a variety of beer styles, but little remains of most of them. Hoverson says that's what makes the Stone Saloon so special. Back in St. Paul, Stone Saloon carpenter Fred Livesay says the goal of the project is to replicate the sense of community that existed at Waldeman's original saloon. And once it's open, Livesay hopes it'll be a window onto St. Paul's past.
This building is a time machine, and it's connected to people, and it wouldn't mean anything if it weren't connected to people.
The Stone Saloon is still at least 18 months from opening, but plans include fresh brewed lager beer, a kitchen, and a backyard beer garden. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.